Greetings and welcome to Christie the Wordsmith. Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven, weaves the tale of a young man, lonely and grieving his deceased lover, who admits a tame raven into his chambers one cold December evening. Grateful for the company, the man speaks to the bird, and it replies with three memorable syllables, nevermore. This is the word most often associated with Poe's The Raven, but a closer look at the verses reveals a term far more engaging than the birds, another three-syllable word, nepenthe. Stirred by painful memories of his sweetheart Lenore, the man cries to the bird, "By these angels he hath sent thee, respite, respite, and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore." Greek in origin, nepenthe, N-E-P-E-N-T-H-E, is composed of the prefix N-E, meaning not, and penthos, meaning grief or sorrow. It's the name of some ancient elixir that erases the pain of grief. The Greek author Homer used the word in a way that scholars believe is a reference to opium. Modern writers use this beautiful little term more figuratively. They speak of alcohol as a type of nepenthe, or of the nepenthe of obsessive busyness or workaholism that can blunt the agony of sorrow. I'm Christie the Wordsmith. Good day, Verbivores.
Christie the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.